This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The White House tells NASA to create a new time zone for the moon. The FCC will vote to restore net neutrality later this month. And prepare for more red pill memes. A fifth Matrix movie is happening. It's Thursday, April 4th, and this is Engadget News. On Tuesday, the White House published a policy memo directing NASA to create a new time standard for the moon by 2026. Coordinated Lunar Time will establish an official time reference to help guide future lunar missions. It arrives as a 21st century space race emerges between at least the U.S., China, Japan, India, and Russia. The memo directs NASA to work with the Departments of Commerce, Defense, State, and Transportation to plan a strategy to put LTC into practice by December 31st, 2026. International cooperation will also play a role, especially with signees of the Artemis Accords. Established in 2020, they're a set of common principles between a growing list of 37 countries that govern space exploration and operating principles. China and Russia are not part of that group. Einstein's theories of relativity dictate that time changes relative to speed and gravity. Given the moon's weaker gravity and movement differences between it and Earth, time moves slightly faster there. So an Earth-based clock on the lunar surface would appear to gain an average of 58.7 microseconds per Earth day. As the U.S. and other countries plan moon missions to research, explore, and eventually build bases for permanent residents, using a single standard will help them synchronize technology and missions requiring precise timing. The White House wants LTC to coordinate with Coordinated Universal Time, the standard by which all of Earth's time zones are measured. Its memo says it wants the new time zone to enable accurate navigation and scientific endeavors. It also wants LTC to maintain resilience if it loses contact with Earth, while providing scalability for space environments beyond the Earth-Moon system. The Federal Communications Commission plans to vote to restore net neutrality later this month, with Democrats finally holding an FCC majority in the final year of President Biden's first term. The agency can fulfill a 2021 executive order from the president and bring back the Obama-era rules that the Trump administration's FCC gutted in 2017. The FCC plans to hold the vote during a meeting on April 25th. Net neutrality treats broadband services as an essential resource under Title II of the Communications Act, giving the FCC greater authority to regulate the industry. It lets the agency prevent ISPs from anti-consumer behavior like unfair pricing, blocking or throttling content, and providing pay-to-play fast lanes to internet access. Democrats had to wait 3 years to enact Biden's 2021 executive order to reinstate the net neutrality rules passed in 2015 by President Obama's FCC. The confirmation process of Biden FCC nominee Gigi Sohn for telecommunications regulator played no small part. She withdrew her nomination in March 2023 following what she called unrelenting, dishonest, and cruel attacks. Republicans and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin opposed her confirmation through a lengthy 16-month process. During that period, Telecom lobbying dollars flowed freely, and Republicans cited past Sohn tweets critical of Fox News, along with vocal opposition from law enforcement, as justification for blocking the confirmation. Democrats finally regained an FCC majority with the swearing-in of Ana Gomez in late September, near the end of Biden's third year in office. After the prior administration abdicated authority over broadband services, the FCC has been handcuffed from acting to fully secure broadband networks, protect consumer data, and ensure the internet remains fast, open, and fair. A return to the FCC's overwhelmingly popular and court-approved standard of net neutrality will allow the agency to serve once again as a strong consumer advocate of an open internet.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
There's another Matrix movie in the works. Warner Brothers just greenlit a fifth installment of the saga, as reported by Deadline. Drew Goddard will be handling directing duties. He's also writing the script. Goddard cut his teeth writing episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and Lost, among others. You could say he knows his way around genre content. There's no word as to what the film will be about, but Warner Brothers said that Goddard came to the company with a new idea that they all believe would be an incredible way to continue the Matrix world. Goddard added that the original films inspire him on a daily basis, and that he is beyond grateful for the chance to tell stories in that world. Warner Brothers is also being a little bit cagey as to which, if any, cast members would be returning. Speaking of The Matrix Resurrections, it received mixed reviews from both critics and audiences. Some loved the film, going as far as to call it brilliant, but admitted that it wasn't for everyone. And that's par for the course with this franchise. Every single Matrix movie beyond the first one is divisive. We'll have to wait and see what Goddard brings to the table. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Lawrence Bonk and Will Shanklin, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.